Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it out. I was the original podcast, I kid you not, back in 1994. They said, hey, we're going on the internet. I figured what the internet was, I already knew they talked about that years earlier. But the bottom line is, it was the first sports show on Talk America, because we did this back in 1994 originally. And of course, people said to me, you're in 160 countries, 155 countries, I think it's time. Bottom line is, we're better, close to 200 countries now, of course, live worldwide via the internet. So I welcome you to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so, I'll put this modest host. Of course, when I say modest, I'm talking about four Golden Glove titles, nationally ranked, and an award-winning boxing journal. So I know a little bit about boxing. Straight up, but you know more. You're the boxing fan. You're buying the pay-per-views. Or are you? 1.3 million people bought the pay-per-views for the Tyson Fury-Oleg Usyk fight. Of course, that was a few months ago, but nobody I know except Larry Merchant, 94-year-old Larry Merchant, honest as he is, he's the only one I know that either didn't steal it or won't cop to it. Take it back. He won't plead the fifth if I ask him. He said he bought it. He's the only guy I know that bought it. If he's buying the pay-per-views, who else is? 1.3 million? Come on, I can repeat this week in and week out because my mind is blown on it. It just absolutely blows my mind that 1.3 million people in this country were buying that fight when the fight features no American fighters, okay? Neither guy is a household name per se. Tyson Fury, a bit of a flake, we know. The giant gypsy, all that kind of good stuff. But at the end of the day, there were two guys from Europe. Well, Europe and, of course, in the UK and Russia or Ukraine. At the end of the day, it didn't do a whole lot for me. But yet, people are thriving with these Russian fighters. They say Russian fighters are the next wave. Well, we'll talk about that and more with Socrates Palmer after the first break. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Big weekend of boxing coming up. The second, of course, coming to you from Times Square, Raleigh Romero. Raleigh Romero going to get lit up by Ryan Garcia. Of course, and Devin Haney's on the card. In case you didn't know, Devin Haney's undefeated. You saw him get knocked down like four or five, maybe seven times against Ryan Garcia, the aforementioned Ryan Garcia, but something came up, a drug test, but according to the drugs did it. The drugs made his chin fail. I kid you not. Devin Haney is no longer a once-beaten fighter. He's undefeated, according to BoxRec.com. Straight up, it's a scam. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Now listen, my producer today is the great Danny Ogden. Super daddy he is. He's grumbly today. Stop grumbling. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The average white band bringing us back from the break. 12 and a half, make that 12 minutes past the hour. This is the only hour for the Sunday, Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live World. Of course, live worldwide. Of course, the Sunday edition goes at 11 a.m. for 2 hours. 11 a.m. Pacific time, it's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live for 2 hours on these same stations. Straight up, you're to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I found some tapes yesterday. I was going through the garage, and I found some tapes on an old CD. And Burt Sugar's on it. Of course, the former Ring magazine, the icon. Of course, the greatest boxing writer, I think, of all time, without a doubt, with the exception of yourself. Well, I'm just joking. Anyway, bottom line is Burt Sugar. Artie Palullo's on there. Diego Corrales is on there. Of course, Diego Corrales, the former 130-pound champion, 135-pound champion, of course, went through his ups and his downs, lost to Mayweather, went to jail for a couple of years. Then, of course, he died when he essentially committed suicide when he drove into the middle of that intersection. Whether he was intoxicated or not, he drove into the middle of an intersection and made a left on a motorcycle in Las Vegas. I mean, that was a deadly thing. No left turn. He made the left. Boom. He got killed straight up. I think it was suicide. Of course, I'm of the opinion, having known Diego ever since the amateur days, that he was an early victim of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I see none of you people see this. You don't see these guys when they're growing up and they're kids. They're like 95 pounds and 85 pounds with little headgears on, little big gloves, that kind of good stuff. You don't see them. You see them then, and I see them then, and of course I see them in their latter stages of their amateur careers. And as a professional, I get to watch these guys, and a lot of guys, with the exception of a few, deteriorate. I mean, they fall apart. I mean, I think it's the nature of the game. I think the exception to the rule, I think without a doubt, is the greatest welterweight of all time. I'm talking about Ray Charles Leonard. I've never seen an athlete that good, that smart. I mean, when it came time to go to school, check this out. When he turned professional in 1976, I think it was after the Olympic gold medal, but I think it was 76 or early 77, he went and got a coach on speaking and that kind of good stuff. I mean, that's how they knew. They knew they had a $1 billion entity there almost, and they were going to invest in it. And he knew himself that he needed to speak better. And now he's one of the best speakers of all. I mean, talk about pound for pound. He's probably one of the best speakers of all time when it comes to the sport of boxing. He can break things down. Ray can break things down pretty simple, and you can understand what he's talking about. Of course, he doesn't slur his words like me. Speaking of a guy that doesn't slur his words, let's go to the Bronx and bring the Bronx Bomber himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, my brother. How are you doing?
Things are okay. I'm a little excited. Of course, we got the big weekend coming up, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th. Of course, the 2nd, the big fight in Times Square, Raleigh Romero and Ryan Garcia, of course, Ryan Garcia, the guy that beat Devin Haney, and then the wind disappeared because he was on, was he smoking weed? Was he taking drugs? I mean, what was he taking? Come on, man. What could make you kick somebody's ass? What drug can, what, because I want to take it. Tell me.
Well, the thing that the ashwagandha, according to Ryan Garcia, is what helped with his weight cut and muscle gain. So, you know, I went to GNC the next day, and I saw that the price doubled. So I guess it works.
I'm a big fan
not
of
it. Yeah, no, all jokes aside, it's a great supplement to take. All of us should be taking it.
What supplements do you? You know, I take all kinds. I take boron and taurine. Of course, I'm getting old and that kind of good stuff. But and I take NAC. I take NAC and I take glycine and all kinds of. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff I take. And you know, when I go to see my doctor, if I was to tell her everything I take, it would be like take an hour for her to explain to me what they're all about. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm doing the right thing. And of course, I'm taking my. Bottom line is, you got to eat right. The supplements are a significant part of your health, but you've got to eat right to begin with.
100%. I remember the great Louis Farrakhan said that the. I think he was quoting Elijah Muhammad. He said that his doctor is his wife, and in terms of what he puts in his food, what he eats.
Well, you know, this week they came out with some reports come out of Australia and Europe that berberine, that stuff that I take, of course, to bring your sugar level down, that kind of good stuff. My sugar level runs about 80. So, but the bottom line is the berberine works, and now they're finding out that it kills cancer. So they're finding more stuff. Berberine's been around for like 10,000 years. It was originated in China. It was part of Asian medicine. Asian medicine.
There's so many good things out there, and you know, we're blessed, and we're in terms of. You know, the accessibility.
No. Now, you know, I roll when it can. I try to, I only feed myself. So I try to feed myself pretty good. So I go to Whole Foods and I buy these cows who have been living in mansions and that kind of good stuff. Never abused. That kind of, you know, they eat grass, nothing but grass fed on. Anyway, bottom line is I buy these expensive steaks and I can afford them. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people can't afford them. And if you can't afford them, you can't afford to eat good. I mean, the other day, Whole Foods down here in Mountain View, they were closed down because they found rat spit all over the place. And when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. So they actually closed the store down. First, they closed down two or three departments. Then they closed down the whole store. That doesn't make me have faith in Whole Foods.
Ouch. Not a good advertising.
Story. No, well, let me tell you, as a former cop, I can tell you when the health department steps in, it's because spit is out of control.
That's horrible.
Well, wow. Exactly. So I don't go to the Mountain View store. I never tell you what the Mountain View store has great French bread. Oh, straight. I'm just trying to tell you they all sell their own French bread. I think they all bake it within the store. Anyway, enough of Whole Foods. Here's what's up. I try to stay away from Whole Foods because I can't of the fact that Bezos owns it. Okay, but as far as like I can't find any place out here where they sell food that isn't mucked up. You know what I'm saying by saying mucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I mean, to eat organic, you're paying double, but, you know, it's like, you know, you have to choose wisely.
Okay, let's go back to the subject hand, professional boxing. Of course, coming down the second in Times Square, sounds like the locale is going to be beautiful, Ryan Garcia and Raleigh Romero. Ryan Garcia with an asterisk on his record, of course, because he went over Devin Haney, was taken away. Do you think when you finally went to the scorecards, Ryan didn't win by a lot. Don't you? I thought he was pretty convincing in that fight. Why didn't he win by a lot on those scorecards?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, scoring is subjective, but it's kind of hard to erase a guy getting dropped four times.
In one round.
And yeah. You know, and probably could have gotten stopped if the referee wasn't helping out.
Name the referee.
Harvey Doc.
My buddy, you know, Harvey. So,
no, it, you know, what's up, Doc? Not a good look for Harvey Doc that day. Some people
Bernard Hopkins said he was on the Bernard Hopkins what? Almost admitted he was on the take. He said something like he gave the brother the benefit of he helped the brother out or something. You know, I mean, something like that. I mean, come on, man, that doesn't sound good.
Yes, yes, yes. There's no, you know, Bernard had no hair on his tongue that day. It definitely looked like some biasness from the referee. But you know, with that said, Devin won some of the rounds that he stood on his feet. You know, but I still think Ryan won going away. I think also Ryan might have wasted time. I think there was some excessive showboating.
Yep.
I thought he really could have stepped on the gas.
No. Just listen. I booked a lot of people 51-50 as a policeman. You know what that means?
No.
Okay, 5150, the health and safety code, means you're either unsafe for yourself or others. In other words, you're a nutcase. Ryan Garcia, I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's crazy.
I think that there's definitely, you know, a couple of – he might be a marble short of a full set. Yeah, he's an interesting character. I mean, he kind of is like this generation – he's very much of this generation in terms of being an attention whore. I think he's got a lot of baggage. You know, he's been open about his substance abuse. But, you know, but the kid is
But
talented.
He kicked Devin Haney's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, whatever the record books say, it's on you. Believe it or not, this is what I would tell my kids or my grandkids. It's on YouTube. I mean, Devin Haney's father, Bill Haney, he tried to get it taken off YouTube.
And the zone, yes, that is correct. Yeah, yeah. You know, listen.
So who's hated worse? Bill Haney, the rock and roll guy. Bill, or his son? Which one? I mean, both guys. I don't think they got big fan clubs.
Yeah, you know what? I think Bill's a turd, a little bit. You know, I think he's the ultimate little league dad, like the way you know, Venus Williams' his father was, and Lonzo Ball, and those guys. You know. And he's kind of annoying. He loves his son. We get that. And he because of him, his son, you know, was in a great position to win a world title at a young age against a nobody. And he's guided him correctly. And Devin doesn't really get in trouble outside the ring. So he's a good parent, at least from what we noticed. But enough's enough. I mean, Devin's a grown man. No need for him to take the spotlight from his kid. And Devin, he kind of just follows his father's lead.
Wait. You know what I haven't seen Devin with?
Uh-oh.
A chick.
You going there?
A chick. I haven't seen, I'm not implying that he's gay or anything like that. I just haven't seen him with any girls. I mean, if I was a major league guy like him, I'd be like Joe. Did I ever tell you the story of Joe Jackson? Michael Jackson's father?
No.
He had the finest Asian women on both arms. He had like three or four Asian women. Every time I saw him, he had two or three Asian women with him holding onto his arms. This and that. It was like they were beautiful. I mean, I can't say enough about Joe. Joe Jackson had class when it came to picking chicks. Straight up, we got to roll to a break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're supposed to talk sports here. Sorry if I got off subject. Daniel Ogden, take it away.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One of the goodbye songs of the average white man. Speaking of the average white man, of course, they retired November 2024. Of course, this is a few months ago. And then my buddy Brent Carter, of course, the lead singer for the Average White Band, or AWB, for like 14 years. He gets the gig as the new lead singer of the Commodores. And that was pretty cool to go see him a couple of weeks ago. I'm really proud of Mr. Carter's kid. Of course, I met Mr. Carter before he passed, and he will be proud, no doubt about that. But more power to Brent Carter. And guess what? When he sings for the when he does this thing with the Commodores, he doesn't have to strain his voice. I mean, it's not like Tower of Power screaming over horns, or with AWB, some of those songs, he's screaming over horns. But the bottom line is, he doesn't have to scream over horns here, and he sounds really good. Three times, lady, more power to Brent Carter. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide for music to the world of boxing. Of course, I want to mention the fact that Roy Jones knocked out Virgil Hill. Somebody said, I thought he knocked out Virgil Hill in Las Vegas, but somebody said to me it took place in Mississippi. I've been surprised on that one, but maybe my mind is starting to slip. Speaking of mind slipping, we'll hear from Bert Sugar a little bit later, and you might hear from Diego Krause as well. Now, we go back to the subject hand, boxing. Of course, we bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, one more time. Chris Eubank, 34-3, 25 KOs, has been stopped one time. Of course, it was by Liam Smith, and he beat Liam in the next fight, of course. And then he's taking on the undefeated Conor Benn, 23-0, 14 KOs. What gives here?
Well, two Nepo babies, you know, that have this fabricated beef, you know, because their dads fought. Look, I say it's fabricated because they're 7 years apart. It's not like they grew up around each other. You know, they're, you know, two guys that made their names off of their fathers who were really good fighters. Chris Eubank Jr. has kind of paid his dues more. You know, he's been in there with world-class fighters, and he's got a good record. You know, he's beat guys like James McGale, and his losses after Billy Joe Saunders, like real credible world-class fighters. And then all of a sudden, you know, he has this fallout with his father because of the way, according to Senior, he didn't agree with the egg slapping, which was hilarious. You know, the reason behind the egg slapping is because Conor Benn said that his TD positive test was a result of contaminated eggs. So, you know, he had the yoke was on him at the last press conference, you know. So, I don't get it. Like, I understand promoters trying to make a fight, but having, special weight, you know, Eubank has fought at 68, he's coming down to 60, He had trouble making the weight. He was fined about $500,000, I saw. I'm picking Conor Benn because he's younger, and I think the fact that Eubanks Jr. is 35 and struggles to make the weight, I think it's going to be a factor.
But Sock, struggle to make the weight. Let me see what you see like this. If I'm going to pay a $500,000 fine, I'm going to pay it for a couple of pounds. I'm not going to pay it for a tenth of a pound. It was some minuscule amount of weight there.
That seemed extremely excessive, you know. But I guess and you know, it's really excessive that this fight is on pay per view. What happened to the zone? I thought pay per view was dead. Come on.
Listen, I'm seriously thinking about getting rid of the zone. I don't know about you, but it costs me $30 a month. I'm seriously thinking about getting rid of it because there are alternatives, legal alternatives to the zone.
Yes.
He had to think about that. See, you hear the lawyer in there? That was a lawyer in Socrates there thinking about it. Yes. Okay. Yes. Hey, you know, you brought up Nigel Conor Benn. Of course, his father was involved in that tragic fight in 1995, February 25th, off the top of my head, of course, with Gerald McClellan. The referee, Alfred Asaro, I mean, McClellan knocked Nigel Benn into like the ninth row. I mean, knocked him out of the ring, this and that, and it took a long time getting him back in the ring. I thought the fight was over, and of course, the fight continued. And then eventually, in the 10th round, Gerald McClellan collapsed, and of course, had a brain injury and this kind of stuff, was never the same. I saw him a couple times over the years. In fact, we did a fundraiser for him somewhere in Illinois, somewhere in upstate Illinois, but outside of Chicago. For him and Greg Page. I think him and Greg Page. Of course, that was put on by Jerry Cooney. Jerry Cooney was there. Jerry Cooney's you know what? People knock Cooney. Cooney's a good guy. He's really, 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 I mean, he's really a good guy.
Yeah, Jerry, you know, his involvement with helping ex-fighters, you know, it's been documented. He's a very nice guy. You know, you meet him in public. He goes to every fight in New York. He's always very cordial.
Not when he was a drunk.
No. Well, and he's open about it.
That's why I brought it up. I'm not trying to dog him.
No, yeah. You know, he's, you know, turned his life around. He's in the media. He's got a radio show with Randy Gordon. So he does the right thing, you know. And at one point, Jerry Cooney was one of the most recognizable faces in all of sports.
Yeah.
And he crossed over sports. Yeah. You know, the great.
You know, they were talking about him being the first billion-dollar athlete.
Well, you know, he had the complexion that, you know, attracted attention, like DKP said.
Well, him, did Larry Holmes punish him? Did Larry Holmes keep him around for a while? Do you think Larry Holmes, that was just the way it went out, the way it went down?
He carried him a little bit?
Yeah. I was of the opinion that he didn't want to finish him early.
But that's a dangerous guy to carry, though, right? Because I mean, one mistake.
When you got the skills Larry Holmes had over him. Come on, man. I mean, all you would have had to do is listen. Hookers are easier to fight than some guys think, because the bottom line is, if you keep that right hand open, keep that right hand up, he's going to hit your hand or your arm for the most part, and you keep your chin protected. So the bottom line is, hookers, I wasn't too, how can I put this? Although I only got knocked down by hookers, I think that, you know, I prefer straight shots. Especially in today's world. Somebody said to me the other day, what happens if you get in a street fight nowadays? Do you throw hooks and that kind of thing? No, you don't throw any hooks. You throw straight shots. Two or three straight shots, try to get it over with. Right, Sock?
I mean, yeah. The point, you know, the quickest point is a straight line. Yeah, I mean, Bernard Hopkins and Felix Trinidad. He kept that right hand like he was on the phone all night, and he pretty much schooled Tito.
That was a rough night for the Puerto Ricans there. It was in 2001. Oh. I was there in New York City. Of course, the Garden was rocking, and I sat next to one of the biggest losers in all of boxing, Hector Camacho Jr. You know him?
Oh, really? I didn't know he was at that fight. Of course.
What a disappointment he is. He just was. I mean, I can go into depth on him, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, we have a big fight today with two Nepo babies. Sometimes the Nepo baby doesn't always pan out. I mean, Camacho was a decent amateur. You know, he made the Olympic trials. He beat Ishe Smith in the Olympic trials.
Yeah.
But he just got lazy, you know. And he had talent. Hector was not a bum, but just he didn't have the heart Jesse James Leija exposed him. I was at that fight. That was the first fight that I covered as a member of the media.
Okay, so who's going to win here, Eubank or Ben?
I'm picking Ben. I think the weight is going to be a difference. I just see him being a little too young, for Eubank. And Eubank has been stopped before. But the bad blood is real. You know, it was fabricated beef, but now it's legit. When the guy slaps you at a press conference with an egg, you know, I think that's, you know, the heat is real. So it should be entertaining. And the Brits, they always put on a great production. That's one thing you can't take away.
A lot of suds will be flowing in the stadium, no doubt about that. People drinking. Listen, I go to fights in the UK, and you can almost smell booze in the crowd. Everybody's got a beer.
But that's all their sports. I mean, they're the, you know, the soccer games. Forget it. You know, they're infamous for that. You know, it's a lively crowd.
And yet, you know what? Generation Z doesn't drink; they smoke weed.
Yes, I did see that the pubs in the UK are actually suffering. You know, if there's not a big game or anything, it's not.
They should. Like the Indian said, it's the white man's poison. I mean, I watched it poison members of my family, destroyed them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a big factor, too, is most people that go to pubs, you know, especially single individuals, it's a hookup, right?
To get laid?
Yeah. Now, you don't have to leave your cell phone. These kids are hooking up through all these apps.
Daniel in the other room knows something about it. He's shaking his head up and down, holding up his phone. The bottom line is, you have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother. Have a great weekend.
Much love. Say hello to the wife for me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the other side of the break, for the third time, I'll do some history. Straight up, let's keep it at that.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So it's 2004, August, I believe. I am in Foxwoods, Connecticut for the Diego Corrales-Acelino Freitas fight for the WBO title at 135 pounds. Of course, Diego, the ascending 130-pound champion, wow, having already lost to Mayweather, of course, went to jail, got out, came back. I really thought he was, like, doing well. I mean, physically, mentally, emotionally, Diego was on track, right? And then something happened. Of course, those were the last couple of fights they put him in. I'm talking about the fight with Jose Luis Castillo. Of course, it was he won that fight. They stopped the fight, I think, in the 13th, something real, real late in the fight. And he won that first fight, but he was a beaten man. There was absolutely no doubt about it. He was a beaten man that night, of course. And what did they do? 7 weeks later, he's back in the gym training for the rematch. I kid you not. Gary Shaw, in fact, I'll talk about, well, maybe we'll run an interview with Gary Shaw tomorrow or next week, but the bottom line is we go back in time to tonight, to 2004, of course, Diego Corrales, but one of the guys ringside was my favorite guy. I'm talking about my broadcast partner with a whole lot of different series. I'm talking about the guy that got, he went and got drunk. We were doing the Tommy Morrison Razor Ruddock fight in Kansas City, and he told me, I've got to go do the regular pay-per-view. I'll be back in 5 minutes. So, okay, so Bert Sugar leaves, and he comes back drunk as a skunk. I mean, and I'm drunk, like somebody had to guide him to the chair. I kid you not. But he sits down, and he did the greatest show you could ever imagine in life. He was phenomenal. He was much better drunk than he was sober. I'm just telling you the truth. Anyway, bottom line is, let's go back in time with Bert the Hat Sugar.
The Hat is in the house. We'll talk about Bert the Hat Sugar, of course, formerly of Ring Magazine, Boxing Digest. What rag haven't you written for?
Well, now that you call them rags, I had Boxing Illustrated, Fight Game. I'll write on bathroom walls and lipstick. You know that, Pedro. Women's rooms are two hands.
The most famous boxing writer of our time, no question about that, Bert. I know you're working on several books right now. What's up?
Well, I have a new book out, Bert Sugar on Boxing, which has an alternate title, The Best of Bert Sugar, The Worst of Bert Sugar, What the Hell's the Difference? I'm redoing my 100 Greatest Boxers, reevaluating them, new boxers in there, and doing the Boxing Encyclopedia, the complete compendium. Other than that, I'm writing two baseball books.
Speaking of baseball, are the Yankees going to do it this year?
Well, they'll probably win the American League pennant, but I just don't like them against the Cardinals if it matches up that way.
Cardinals look like the best team in baseball right now.
Easily. Easily. Not, and now with Larry Walker?
All right, we'll switch from baseball back to boxing. Who's the best fighter in boxing?
Today?
You today.
I still say, if we just watched a fight, and you and I did, and Diego Corrales did what he did to Freitas, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Look what he did to Corrales.
True. Different time, different era, different situation.
Still the best today.
You're the best today.
Pedro, you've always unfortunately been a friend and you are blind, but I thank you for your compliment.
Level, man. This is the Hat, Bert Sugar.
You know, I almost cried when I first heard that yesterday. I dug it out of the archives. It was that in the Diego Corrales interview I'll get to tomorrow or next week. But it almost made me cry. I was like, my eyes got all watery in this. Because, you know, he and I were tight. We had good, I mean, I'd call him on the phone and I'd say to him, this doesn't sound like you, you lum and drag. Okay. I mean, he would say all kinds of crazy stuff like that. This was Bert. In fact, you know, some of the broadcasts we did together, of course, we did a whole series of fights with the, I think it was called the Sports Bar Television Network or something like that. We did them like once a month out of the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's when the mob was still involved with the Riviera. I kid you not. They were saying that some guy named Art Panan or something. Some guy with some real Italian name that sounded real mafioso. He was running the thing there. And of course, when they ran him out of Vegas, he ended up in an Indian reservation in, I think, Arizona or something like, or Utah, something like. Bottom line is, the mob was involved with Riviera at the end of the day. At the end of the day, of course, the promoter of that event was Lou Falsigno. I remember Bert Sugar was the color commentator along with myself. And I think Hugh Millay. But I remember the only time I ever saw Bert Sugar mad was when Lou Falsigno's girlfriend, his fiance, she was like 35, 40 years younger than him, smart guy. Anyway, she took his hat off She took his hat off. He freaked out. I've never seen it. He almost came close to knocking her out. I kid you not. That was the only time I ever saw Burt Sugar hot. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Frank, my house historian, sent me some history here. He was talking about the death of Eddie Mason, of course, August 8th, 1972. Of course, Boxer Mason was found in his pajamas, found dead in a San Francisco parking lot. It wasn't a parking lot. He fell off his own balcony into a driveway that brought cars to outdoor garages. There were outdoor garages just covered up. In other words, on the basement floor of this apartment complex were the garages. As you moved up, there were different floors, okay? And, of course, Eddie lived, I think, one floor up, and they think that he was either sleepwalking or somebody pushed him. But the bottom line is, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff here that Frank's going to get into, and I will get into it tomorrow. It was called The Mysterious Death of Eddie Mason. There was a gash on his right eye, and there were black and blue marks all over his body, stuff like that. Bottom line is, Eddie was a character in the 29th Mission area. When I mean 29th Mission, I'm talking about the Outer Mission District of the San Francisco, of course. And he did collect money for the bar owners. Of course, when bar owners were owed money or bookies were owed money, Eddie collected the money for them. So something nefarious might have happened to Eddie, but for the most part, I think it was natural that he just was either drunk or stoned or sleepwalking and stepped off his balcony and fell to his death. That's just the way I saw it. Of course, I was there the very next day. I went there to the scene of his death. I lived three blocks away. It was a sad day in the sport of boxing locally, but the bottom line is nationally, nobody really cared about Eddie Mason anymore. He never really made his mark, even though he went 12 rounds with Sonny Liston. He came real close to winning that. In fact, had he not had a separated rotator cuff in the right shoulder, I think he would have been a far better fighter. He just couldn't throw that right hand very hard because of the fact he had a rotator cuff injury. But the bottom line is Eddie died mysteriously. I guess I'll get into that in deep tomorrow. Julio Cesar Chavez. Oh, boy. Talking about Junior. Of course, the father, champion all kinds of different ways, had some problems with cocaine, started his own rehab facility down there in Mexico. And, of course, he went through it himself. He talked about, you know, being days and days and days in his room just doing cocaine all by himself, just all day, like a week, 2 weeks, I kid you not. Anyway, his son, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., has had a worse coke problem than the father had. Of course, the father rehabbed himself, but Jr. has been through all kinds of rehabs 4 or 5 times. Last time I saw a picture of him, he looked like Daniel. I mean, Daniel's not ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? And he's not. Daniel's not ready to fight. Daniel looks like your average Joe. And that's what Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. looks like, your average Joe, except maybe he's had a few more beers than Daniel. I mean, I kid you not. So he looks a little pudgy as far as his overall physical makeup's concerned. They're talking about him making 190 pounds or 200 pounds this fight. It'll be a cruiserweight fight against Jake Paul. Think about this. When Chavez was at his best, and that wasn't very much, it was at 160 pounds. So you're trying to tell me the guy's going to look better 40 pounds later? Probably not. Bottom line is that's going to go down, I think, in June, and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. should be arrested for impersonating his father. There's no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, supposed to have surgery this past week for a molar that he's been bitching about for months. Bottom line, my too. Anyway, bottom line is he put off the surgery. He went in there and got the dentist knew exactly who he was. Mr. Merchant. Larry Merchant. The guy's eyes lit up, Larry told me. He goes, yeah, he was a big boxing fan. So I said, so you conned him? You conned a surgeon into putting off your surgery? I mean, that's pretty cool because surgeons want to cut you. Let's get it over. Let's cut you. Remember that time I went to a surgeon for my left rotator cuff? The guy says to me, he goes, yeah, well, we're going to do the operation in 2 weeks, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I said, sir, is there any alternatives to the operation? He goes, well, you could rehab and lift weights. I said, wait. I could rehab and lift weights, or I can have surgery, and you're going to cut me up? He goes, I'm a surgeon, son. When they sent you to me, that's what I do. I cut people up. I said to myself, I'm out of here. And I ran. Of course, that was Children's Hospital out there in San Francisco. I just ran from that place. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, back to the subject hand. Eubank and Ben, somebody sent me a text. You know, Ben, the bigger guy, the undefeated guy, of course, the guy I think that has probably got a little bit better, more abilities than Chris Eubank. Chris Eubank Jr., of course, his father was a bit of a weirdo. He just was. His father was a weirdo. His father did some crazy stuff when I was around him, but, then, you know, I mean, not really off-the-wall stuff. He was just, like, an unusual dude. Oh, and tomorrow, I'm going to do an interview with Joe Goosen. Of course, Joe Goosen, the trainer extraordinaire from the 10 Goose Boxing Club down there in Southern California, L.A. Of course, his family was headed by Dan Goosen, the late promoter, of course. And Joe Goosen trained Michael Nunn, the Ruelas brothers. I mean, Ryan Garcia. He's trained all kinds of guys over the years. Anyway, I'm going to do an interview with him. I'll play an interview with him tomorrow that I found on this archive tape. And we'll talk about Diego Corrales and Diego Corrales' win over over Asselineau Freitas, and the fact that where he, you know, Michael Nunn. I mean, Michael Nunn went to jail for 24 years. We talk about that. This is 2004. We talk about that. Michael Nunn got out before 24 years, but we'll talk about that and more with tomorrow with Joe Goosen. I'll probably do the Joe Goosen and the Diego Crowley's interview tomorrow. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the retired HBO Godfather has won a reprieve from the dentist, so he'll probably spend some time with me tomorrow as well. Now, we go back to 1997. Wow, I mean, it's 11:30. November 30th, Matthew Stewart was fired, of course, by the Oscar De La Hoya team. Oscar De La Hoya's team were unhappy with the defense against Wilfredo Rivera. That was going to go down. I take that back. He fired Matthew Stewart before the December 6th fight in Atlantic City with Wilfredo Rivera. And, of course, Emmanuel wasn't happy about it. He said Joel De La Hoya, slandered him and all kinds of stuff. And Emmanuel was really hot about it because Emmanuel had never been fired, okay? But the bottom line is they tried to blame Bob Arum on that. And Bob Arum says, whatever the reason for the split, I'm not responsible. Turns out he was responsible, and that's what a lot of people told me. But Emmanuel Stewart, may he rest in peace. I was thinking about the Kronk Jim Goldfather the other day, of course. There's one guy, he's changed his name to Stewart. You can't change your name to Stewart. I mean, you know, if you're his nephew or something like that, and you don't change your last name, but he changed his last name. More power to him, I guess. But the bottom line is, I'm not down with that. May the 2nd. Let's talk about this big weekend coming up. May the 2nd, of course, Ryan Garcia and Raleigh Romero are going to get it on 140 pounds if Ryan can make the weight. Devin Haney and Jose Ramirez. Devin Haney's undefeated. Wink, wink. That'll be the junior welterweight contest. Jose Ramirez is coming to the dance ready to go, but does he have the skills to take on Devin Haney? Devin Haney can box. He's a good boxer. He can't take a punch, and he can't punch. So if you can hit him on the chin, you got a good shot of beating him. So Jose Ramirez needs to step in and assert his will, no doubt about that. And the third fight on the card, Teofimo Lopez Jr., of course, at one time the rage at 135 pounds. Somehow he lost to George Kambosos. I can't believe that. George Kambosos couldn't lick a snap if you wet his tongue. Anyway, but he lost to Kambosos. And, of course, now he's the 140-pound champion of the WBO, 140-pound junior welterweight champion, taking on Arnold Barbosa. That fight's going to smoke. I think it's going to be the best fight on the card. Of course, Ryan Garcia and Raleigh Romero will be entertaining for as long as it lasts, but Raleigh has two chances, slim and none, and slim ain't even in the same country. May the 3rd. Going to Saudi Arabia. Of course, Canelo's going to get some skull. I'm talking about William Skull, not a sexual favor. William Skull, of course, he is the challenger in the current IBF 168-pound champion. They're going to clash for the 168-pound championship worldwide, allegedly. Canelo Alvarez holds several belts, but the bottom line is, of course, that one belt, the 168-pound belt, he was the champion while David Benavidez was the number one contender for 3.5 years, and he shined him on, wouldn't fight him. Bottom line is, Canelo is a big coward. There's no doubt about it. He's a scary dude. I mean, they've offered him like all kinds of money to fight Benavidez. He just won't do it. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to get lit up and embarrassed like he's going to get embarrassed if they hook it up. Jaime Munguia and Bruno Soares, of course, the rematch. Why don't they call this Bruno Soares and Jaime Munguia? Of course, that's a super middleweight bout. Soares pulled off the upset a few months ago down there in Tijuana. Also on the same card, that fat pig from Europe. I'm talking about Martin Bacoli. I'm not happy with this guy at all. Of course, he was the guy that stepped in at the last minute, got on a plane for $800,000, sold his butt for $800,000, went over there to Saudi Arabia and got lit up, I think, by Daniel Dubois real quick. Bottom line is, I'm not a Barcoli fan anymore, not whatsoever. And Badu Jack is on the same card. He's going to take on Ryan Rizuki. They'll be defending the WBC cruiserweight titles, 200 pounds. And of course, May the 4th, I expect to be here if my lawyer can get me a ticket. ESPN will show this fight. Nanoa Inoue and Ramon Cardenas. Of course, Cardenas, a once-beaten Mexican challenger. They'll be battling for the undisputed junior featherweight title, 122-pound championship, super bantamweight, call it what you want. On the same card, Rafael Espinoza versus Edward Vasquez for the WBO featherweight title. Of course, that's the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th. Boxing will rock, no doubt about it, one of the better weekends. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That was the voice of the late, great Scott Cuddy. Been gone now 2 years. In fact, I was thinking about him the other day. His butt prints outside here. He used to sit on the ledge here. So I had a butt prints there for years, and because they've erased. But the bottom line is his spirit is still alive and well here in these Sports Byline Studios. May he rest in peace. Talk about the great Scott Cuddy. My producer, like 15 years, and he was a great guy to be around. But tell you what, talk about a guy with a split personality. Daniel knows what I'm talking about. Either he was shining on you or he was pissing on you. It was one or the other. There was no in-between with Scott Cuddy. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Johnny Tapia died May 27, 2012, of course, at the age of 45. That was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or in the Albuquerque suburbs there. Of course, he died from heart failure, but the bottom line is he was an opiate freak. I mean, he was an opiate freak. He was one of the early opium freaks. He was taking those pain pills, those, you know, the heroin tablets and that kind of good stuff, got hooked on them. Of course, at one point in time, he was hooked on cocaine. He told me, you know, we were together in Miami, Florida, and all these chicks were trying to hit on him, and he wasn't going for it. And he's telling me, man, the only mistress I have is cocaine. Do you have any? And I go, no, I didn't do blow, but the bottom line, that's what he was into. Blow, 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 blow. Johnny Tapia was into blow, of course. And he treated his wife, Teresa Tapia, very well, of course. On the surface, he did, but he was an emotional wreck. He was a nut. I mean, he just was absolutely crazy. He did stuff with me in post-fight interviews. I think we were in El Paso, Texas, and he flipped on me during the post-fight interview and used the F word. Like, he was like, what the F are you talking about? I'm crazy. I mean, some crazy stuff like that. So he was really a weird dude. Wasn't much like Scott Cuddy. Scott Cuddy and Johnny Tapia, two identical guys. They're either in one mood or another mood. There was just like no medium for those guys. Speaking of medium, looks like ESPN Plus is going to go tonight with the main card as far as talking about ESPN Plus and ESPN2. Talk about Mr. Dana White going with the UFC 314. Is it 314? No, it's just a regular card. Going to you from the T-Mobile Arena. Ian Machado Gary is going to be in the main event against Carlos Prates. Anthony Smith versus Zhang Marang and Giga Chikadze versus David Onama. I was thinking Jigo was a chick, but not this way. Bottom line is taking on David Onama. Of course, there's some other fights on the card, but I don't know any of these people. But bottom line is, you know, Dana's doing pretty good here, and that he's getting a lot of fights from different parts of the world, and like he's got the Zhang fighter, the fighter from China, so he'll put this fight big in China, and he's got a Russian fighter on there, so he'll put that fight big in Russia and this and that. Dana's a genius, no doubt about that. I just don't like him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I thank you for tolerating my my stuttering, my falling. It's just not the greatest show in the world, but I feel pretty good. My producer, Daniel Ogden, always takes care of me week in and week out. He is a super dad. Until tomorrow, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a protection of the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We come back at 11 a.m. Pacific, 9 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live Sunday on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back.